Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I'm done discussing sports.
Black Mets!
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty, one more segment before the crossover, and then we're out of here.
No, man. Like, seriously, I have so much fun at the job.
It's a wrap!
Go ahead and stay. Go ahead.
I don't get paid anymore. If I did, I would do it.
But you love your job. Yeah, you love it.
Real quick, Steiny, 925, I'm going to do it again. Knew the mouth Johnson doesn't have a 143 IQ. Bob Myers got a new job and didn't bring the mouth with him because Johnson couldn't pass the IQ test. Dude, he just got it this morning. I didn't even have time to take the test. Bro, relax.
The 925. What do they say? Living rent-free in your head.
You, listen to me. We got witnesses here.
Wow.
We got a lot of witnesses. Here's the deal. If I get another job and you pass an IQ test at 143,
I will
hire you.
It's coming. Yeah, he texts me.
All right. Oh, yeah. I got a couple things I want to get into. Right. First, how about two? I'll read you two letters from Harry. Right. They're not very long.
No, I was like, letters? I don't know if I got it in me. Go ahead.
One's on the Warriors and one's on the Niners.
Right.
And you listen to this text and you tell me if it sounds like me. This is from Harry. Letters from Harry. I have to say, Steve Kerr just makes me laugh. All we heard last season was how Kuminga didn't fit with this team, that he was weak at several things, that he was disruptive to the Warriors' overall scheme of things. Kerr believed that so strongly that he would not play Kuminga for 1 minute during the remainder of the season and all through the Houston series. It was only when Curry got hurt that he was forced to play him, and of course, he did well. So now I read where Kerr says that Kuminga has improved so much that he will get minutes. What a joke. How did JK get so good all of a sudden? What? Playing pickup basketball somewhere during the summer? We all know what's up, Kerr. You want to pump up a trade for one, and you can't pay this guy $25 million and have him sitting on... blah, blah, blah.
I could see it. Somebody thinking it was you, but
that's not me.
No, I know it's not. But
I would never say that. But like, I thought everybody thinks I love Kerr.
The bottom line is, I would just tell Harry, yeah, you put some dots together. But the bottom line is, this team, this older team, needs, until further notified, Kuminga's athleticism, and the hope is that he figures out and does what Steve Kerr wants him to do, and then the rest is history. I'm hoping that we blow past January with the deadline and Kuminga's still a Warrior. That was signal to me everything's good in the hood, and it didn't go sideways, Donnie.
All right, here's his 49ers take, and this is from yesterday because we were talking about Purdy and Jones. I'll say it. Jones is better than Purdy. The only element that Purdy has that Jones doesn't have is Purdy can scramble better, although Jones has shown he can move some. Jones has a better arm and is more accurate. His 6'5 height is better than Purdy's 6'1 height. Less balls tipped at the line with Jones. There you go.
Yeah. I do like the height. I think
Mac
he's
Jones
got,
is 6'5".
But he's 6'5".
There's another reason you know it's not me. I would never exaggerate a guy's true height.
Yeah.
But except for Fittering.
He's taller. Oh, that was great yesterday. Hey, real quick, I got to do this, Evan. Can you give me the Vern laugh one more time? That needs to be my ringtone.
That was strange. It just was. But we love Vern.
Vern is the man.
All right.
Mr. Involvement.
So maybe this. It's just
get it
some,
off your chest.
Some, well, it wasn't, it's not a big deal. It's. I just thought I'd like to have a discussion. So, all right. I'm watching Cincinnati last night against Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Cincinnati has 4th and 1. 4th and 1 at the Steelers 9. All right, there's 9:30 left in the second quarter.
All right, gotcha.
And they're up 7, 17-10. They went for it, okay? Now, the one thing I heard on the broadcast was that the Bengals are 1-4, or no, they're 2-4. The Steelers are 4-1. So Herb Street and Michaels are saying, this is the time to, they need this win. So you got to be fearless and go for it.
All right.
All right. So they went for it and they got it. And now they have 1st and goal at the 8.
All right.
If you go for it, like you have to get a touchdown there. If you go for it, because if you don't, you, oh, like here's my feeling
okay.
on that.
All right.
First of all, you kick a field goal there. You're up 2 scores. Might still be too early in the game, but it's still 2 scores. From my point of view. This is a big part of it. This is also to back up your point that maybe the Buccaneers should have taken a field goal should have taken a field goal. Anyway, I just feel like, okay, it's 4th and 1 at the 9. You get 1 yard. You're now 1st and goal at the 8. But A, there's no guarantee you're scoring a touchdown. And B, now you're one mistake away from having to take a field goal. If you get a penalty, you get a 3-yard loss. I don't know. There's something.
So you're saying had to be married to that ideology of going for it the first time. You better go for it the second time had it got to 4th down.
No, they ended up taking a field goal.
Which I would have done too.
The second time.
The points are always like studying. And that's why it's okay. Not one of those, because you did it once, you got to do it again. No. He probably thought to me, you can't leave here inside the 10 with nothing to show for it. And had you not got it on that second fourth, so I agree with taking the 3 to go up 2 scores, man.
Well, that's not consistent with like why you made the decision the first time. If it's 4th and 1 at the 9,
yep.
You get it. You get to the 8. Now it's 1st and goal from the 8, and you end up kicking a field goal from the 3.
But as time and seconds tick for me, you're thinking about,
why wouldn't you go for it in 4th and 3 at the 3 for a touchdown, but go for it? Like, you're going for it at 4th and 1 from the 9. You're really not going for it.
Yeah,
4th and 3 from the 3.
But what if I don't get it the second time?
That's my
point.
Then
it's like, we totally blew this. If we get 3 points... We're up 2 scores. I'll do that as opposed to tempting fate, trying to go for it twice and get nothing. How would that feel?
Right. Look, I know.
I think if it was at the 1, they would have gone for a touchdown.
I actually don't know what it was on the second fourth, but I'm assuming.
I think they kicked the field goal because they were too far from the end zone.
Okay.
Like for example, if instead of 4th and 1, it was 4th and 4 on the first conversion. I also think they probably would have kicked the field goal.
Yeah. Gotcha. I'm taking the points.
I'm not saying anybody's wrong or anybody's right, but I was just thinking of the 49er game last week. So they got 4th and 1. The Bengals have 4th and 1 at the 9. They get a yard to get it to the 8. So my feeling at that point is, well, you got the first down. And you do have 3 more downs, but you're also allowing for, there's a risk there. And the way I look at it, the 49ers had a 4th and 1 on Sunday.
right?
Which turned into a 4th and 6.
Right.
And they still went for it.
And that's my point. If you get to the 8 and then you get a holding penalty, now you're back at the 18. Can you still make the field goal? Absolutely.
And get points.
But I don't know, man. You're also opening yourself up to a mistake down at that end. And I'm not automatically going for that stuff left and right.
Well, and
like
I think
some of these coaches do. And here's the other thing. I was thinking about it this way. Okay, we're talking about Purdy and Jones. Who plays? Who doesn't play? When do you bring a guy back? Should the opponent or the site of the game alter or affect the strategy of who plays? You know what I mean? Like, well, we can't bring him back here because it's Houston. Let's bring him back. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it depends on how desperate you are, how lacking you are, if you are at the backup quarterback position. But for Brock Purdy to return on turf, Stoddy, I think that's something that needs to be observed and looked at.
And then the other thing is the Steelers are 4-1. And the Cincinnati Bengals are 2-4. And Herb Street's saying, look, this is a 2-4 team. They got to gamble here. They got to go for it. They got to, if the Steelers win this game, they're up 3.5 games. Da, 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 da. And I'm thinking, well, okay. So then why wouldn't you just automatically take the 3, even though it's early, to get up 2 scores? Like, should they have, if they
those
were
are guys calling the game.
Right, but if the Bengals... Here's my point. If the Bengals were 4-2, would they have just kicked a field goal?
That I don't know.
As opposed to they were 1-2-4, but I don't know. It was some kind of must win.
Evan's point was it, Stoney. The fact that it was 4th and 1, it was an easier decision than when you get down there and it's 4-for-3 or 4, you don't want to tempt fate. Let's just take the 3.
All right, so you didn't think it had anything to do with
their record,
they're 2-4.
No, I think all that's blocked out. I think they wanted to go up to. I think the 2-4 played to a 2 scores. Being up 2 scores is better than 1. Let's just not mess with it, because Stoney, in sports, you can be in life too aggressive. But Evan hit it to me. Was it 4th and 1 both times? I don't believe it was. And if it was 4th and 3 or 4, and that's why I thought the Niners should at least, went through the dress rehearsal of getting it within 1 score and you kick the ball off. What if that dude fumbles, you get the ball and bam. But then you want to be ultra aggressive and say, what if we, let's take advantage of it now. But when that 4th and 1 went to 4th and 6 for the Niners, and you might not reside in this, believe me, but Stoney, I think momentum was on Tampa's side. The fact that it was 4th and 1, now it's 4th and 6, and you're still going for it, I just think the football gods are telling you, kick it, well, take it down to 5, you get a stop, come back and win it that way.
Yeah, I don't...
Just me.
I don't factor in football gods when I'm thinking about a decision and the ramifications.
But what about your record, to Herb Street's point? See, I just didn't agree with it, because... I mean, the coach down there is coaching like...
I want to see a stat. Mm. I want to see this stat, because this is, to me, what it's all about. How many times has a team, let's say, at the opposition's 30 or inside, okay? 30 would be, or let's say 33, because that's a 50-yard field goal, right? You're at the 33 or inside, and you have a 4th down, and you go for it. And you make it. What percentage of those drives do you actually score a touchdown? Mm. Or how many do you get closer for a field goal, which would be fine? But what I'm really getting at is, if you're at the 20 and you take and you go for it and you get it and you're at the 19, just kind of know that now there's 3 downs that could happen where you get a holding penalty. Maybe you get nothing out of there instead of 3. That's the stat I'd like to see.
But
they got to have that.
And I'll just say this to you and Evan.
I don't mean get it now. It's Friday.
No,
at
1:30. But you and your stats, how many drives inside the 33?
30's fine.
Sure. Inside the 30, yeah, involve a 4th down conversion.
Yes.
Result in a score.
Not on that. Not necessarily on that play.
Yeah, yeah.
On the remainder of the drive.
But
I don't even know if AI can get this one, but I'll try.
Would you guys allow...
Because I want to know, real quick, how many times
a team perhaps eschewed a field goal and then didn't get a touchdown.
But you, real quick, there it is. You're not allowed. But you're saying the reason for their the reason they do that, the thought behind it changes and varies by different people every game.
Right.
But you're right. You can hit that number. But
bottom line is, if you've got a guy who's got a 40-yard field goal on a 4th-and-1, and you go for it, and you get to the 38 and get there, and you throw an interception, then that was the wrong decision to go for it, right?
Yeah, and you do. I mean, you're all for people doing that because they don't trust their kicker.
You're right, but I'm talking about that's why I picked 30. Because if you don't trust your kicker with a 47, I mean, then you don't have a kicker.
Yeah.
So I just wonder how many times a team has gone for it, gotten it, but then gotten no points out of it. But oh boy, they were risky.
But I'll tell you
this.
They
got it on that fourth down.
Since he doesn't win that game if they didn't kick that three.
What's that?
If they didn't take that three, I don't think they would have.
I don't subscribe to that.
Like if they had gone for it and didn't get it.
I don't subscribe to that.
I really believe that.
I don't subscribe to.
That was the smart thing to do.
I don't know. It wasn't smart or dumb. It worked. Like if he didn't take it, it wouldn't have been a dumb move. It was a move and it ended up working. But what I'm saying is if they take three there and it's 20-10, like I'm a person that doesn't think the game goes exactly like it would go. Like I think everything changes there.
Mm.
That's just me.
Because I was looking at what happened. Pittsburgh scores. You don't get that three. Now you're down. You're playing in overtime when you got that. No, you kicked a field goal. You wouldn't even be able to play for a field goal. You'd have to go for a TD to win.
Yeah, I don't look at it like I. You know, and this is an interest. Some people look at it some way. Some people look at it another. Like, let's say, let's see. A guy, I can't think of what I want to say here. Let's say, oh, I know. Oh, here's what it is. A guy on first base tries to steal, gets thrown out, the next guy singles.
Oh, it feels like it happens all the time.
Well, I don't assume he singles if the guy doesn't get thrown out. Right. To me, that changes everything. Yeah. So I don't, like, if they would have taken a field goal, like I think that changes everything and circumstances.
Yeah. Interesting thought by you.
Secondly, there's a difference between bringing something up and sour grapes.
I like this. Okay. Go ahead.
Mike Tomlin is absolutely right. It is BS that the Cleveland Browns traded the quarterback that they named the starter week 1 and traded him in the division to another competitor a third of the way through the season.
Worry about what happens in your house.
That's right. That's
right. We're worrying about what we're doing.
That's weak.
No, it's weak that he said it and then he lost. Then he went out and lost to the dude.
Yeah.
I thought that was beneath Tomlin.
And I thought trading within your division in the middle of a season was off limits.
Well, it tells you what Cleveland thought of Flacco.
Okay. Well, yeah, they're idiots. They're idiots.
He wasn't good behind that line. But for Tomlin to say that and then have his team go out there and defense be Swiss cheese.
You got to say it. Somebody has to say that, of course, you can do it, but it's something that has been frowned upon for ages.
So what if the Laker coach at the time that Durant came to the Lakers goes, you know what, a dude losing to a team up 3-1 in the Western Conference Finals, then turning around and going to that team, that's weak. What's the difference?
Well, that is weak. It's weak.
But it's weak both ways by it being talked by you going public saying it.
No, it's not.
Yeah, to me it is.
Okay.
Mike Tomlin, you are too much of a made man
to me. Do me a favor. For the rest of your life, don't ever say, I wouldn't trade in the division with the Dodgers. Hey, you guess what? Dodgers are looking to get over the top. We can give them, they want Logan Webb, but they'll give us 4 prospects. No, we can't.
No, I'm going to mind my own. Like, Tomlin didn't have to go public with that.
Why not?
He's Mike Tomlin.
It's
and then you lose to the said quarterback.
Yeah,
that's fine. You were scared before it even. Well,
Mike Tomlin wasn't scared. He said it before the game. He thought it was BS.
Hey, I tell Mike that time you spent on that.
No, you wouldn't
worry about your D coordinator. How about that? defense out there that looking like Tomlin? Swiss cheese, embarrassing Steeler Nation. How about that? You over here, Joe Flacco got traded in our division, and then your boys go out there and look like Swiss cheese. Mike, you worried about the wrong damn stuff. Get the defense right. What happened?
It was more about...
No. Evan gave something to Steiny, and I hated that. And then you went out there and lost. Ha-ha! Yeah! It went out there and lost.
It was kind of weak.
What the hell? It was super weak.
Like, come on.
It wasn't about that, guys.
What was it about?
It was about challenging conventional wisdom for that we have that's a no-no a lot in sports. That you don't trade within your division.
But let us do what we do, though, if we do decide to do that, though.
I'm not saying it wasn't weak. I'm saying I agree with him. We can't question what they did.
No, what you need to question is your defensive coordinator.
That sounds good on the radio. That's just you yelling.
It's what happened in the game.
Knock it off.
It's what happened in the game.
Knock it off.
Evan's on my side.
Good.
2-on-1.
Oh.
I have some information for Steiny. I don't know what you're going to do with this information, but you want to...
Are you going to bring up another intra-division trade?
No, I'm going to bring up the stat that he wanted from earlier about fourth down conversions.
Look at it.
No, it's... Go ahead.
I know. It's a very specific stat, but I think I have it. So in 2025, there have been 30 drives that have entered the 30. That's what you wanted, yes?
Yeah.
Four times during such drives, a fourth down conversion has occurred.
Okay.
That's what you wanted, right?
Yeah.
Of those four, once has a touchdown.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full-body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low-impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Been scored.
Okay. Interesting. Now, I find that interesting. So I thought it would have happened. I thought the instance of it happening would have happened more to get more of a sample.
Just 2025.
Okay. So this year, four teams went for it on fourth and one at the 30 or inside.
You're lucky I can read Python.
which means that the goal was to get a touchdown.
Yeah.
That's why you did what you did. But three out of the four times, they didn't. It didn't work. They didn't get the touchdown. Yeah. Now I want to know, did they score at all?
And how many were field goals? Gotta go back to the drawing board for that one.
Oh, boy. Oh, man. So, my man.
Yeah, you know what? I'm not giving you a chance to talk about Dave Dombrowski, because I know what you'd say. You're such a player, dude.
He's overrated.
Here, he's talking about Bryce Harper. He's the GM of the Phillies, probably president too. This is what we need.
Is he elite like he was before? Probably not to the same extent, and so that's nothing net, because Freddie's a tremendous player, and that's, to me, is Bryce. Can he rise to the next level again? I don't really know that answer.
Oh.
I mean, and really, he's the one that will dictate that more than anything else, I mean, is what it comes down to. So I don't think he's content with the year that he had. And again, it wasn't a bad year. But when I think of Bryce Harper, you think an elite, right? You're thinking one of the top 10 players in baseball, and I don't think it fit into that category. But again, very good player. I have no idea when you see somebody. I have seen guys at his age, again, he's not old, level off, or I've seen guys rise again. We'll see what happens.
Now, let me guess, you don't like that. Of course you don't.
I can hear it again. The tone, and wow, man, he was just giving his opinion.
But boy, Bryce Harper's got a reason to be ticked now, huh?
Nah.
That had a sting.
I would say Bryce needs to go to the lab, too. That's the last. It's not any words. I just hated Tomlin. He's a general. You're above that. Even if you thought it, you know, you said that to the guy, but you don't go public with it.
Yeah, it matters a lot, too.
I'll tell you what. I thought Dallas had bad defense. There's a lot of bad defenses out there, and the Niners aren't one of them. And they got all the reason in the world to be. But Saleh's got him playing.
Yeah, 30 more seconds.
I'm going to give it to you.
Guru, how would you feel if the Giants traded Russell Wilson to the Eagles if Hurts got
hurt? I am scared. What am I going to do? Go march on 12th Street? Like, dude, it happens. It's sports.
Yeah, and you go, wah.
So how many NBA guys said Kevin Durant went to the Warriors?
How could the Giants do that?
No, they didn't do that.
How could the Giants do that? You don't trade within your division. You wouldn't say squat to Mike Tomlin. That segment was brought to you by Moderna.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.